It's 4:30 in the morning here in the capital of Tehran. You're watching Press TV's Top 5. I'm Kenny's Fatima. Many thanks for joining us this hour. Now, the European Union says its initial assessment shows that Iran's plan to increase its uranium enrichment capacity does not violate the 2015 nuclear deal. The 28-nation bloc, however, said Tehran's move at this critical juncture will not contribute to confidence building. It said the EU expects Iran to stick to all its commitments, as it has done so far. Meanwhile, the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran has informed the IAEA of tentative plans to produce feedstock for centrifuges. Iran's nuclear chief, Ali Akbar Salehi, has said the country has prepared the infrastructure for producing advanced centrifuges at the Natanz nuclear facility. He said Tehran has also upgraded the power installations at the facility as part of the operations. Salehi noted that this has been done with respect to the country's commitments under the nuclear deal. Joining us now via Skype is Rousbeh Ali Abadi. He's a managing partner with Global Growth Advisors, and he joins us from New York. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Ali Abadi. Now, it's quite clear that Iran is still in compliance with the JCPOA, as confirmed by the IAEA and the European signatories to the deal. However, at the same time, we heard the EU say that Tehran's move at this critical juncture, quote, will not contribute to confidence building. What do you make of that?
Well, the Europeans are in a tough place, Kenny. Here's what's happening. The Europeans are extremely upset about Washington's move on many fronts. First, on Paris Climate Agreement, now on Iran nuclear deal. But let's be clear. Let's backtrack for a little bit. What happened is in mid-May 2018, President Trump just came out and he talked about, in a way, getting out of the Iran nuclear deal. Then, as a consequence, the Iranian the president came out and says, we are going to stay, remain in the deal, work with the European partners. In a way, drew a line, didn't give ultimatum, but essentially said at the end of the day that if the Europeans are going to stay in the deal, we will stay in the deal. What we heard from the Supreme Leader on Monday, he clearly said Iran will not tolerate two things. One is staying within a nuclear deal at the same time having economic sanctions. At the same time, the Supreme Leader said Iran will go ahead and increase the capacity of its enrichment within JCPOA. This is extremely important. Iran has not violated it. It is remaining within the deal, but like any other country, is backing its own rights and is trying to make sure it can have a tremendous leverage in further negotiations with the Europeans. We also have to remember that Iran has not benefited from the nuclear deal. So what they're saying is they're in a way trying to say within the limits of JCPOA currently, Iran will exercise its rights for enrichment, further enrichment, yet remain within the deal.
What the Europeans are saying, so basically what you're saying is that this move on Iran's part is sort of a wake-up call to the European signatories to take a tougher stance against the U.S.
And not only I'm saying it's they're imposing, if you will, the wake-up call, but they're saying we're not going to be compromising or with every demand that they're making. Iran hasn't violated the deal. Iran does not thus far intend to violate this deal. The country out of five plus one that in a way exited the deal was the United States. What the Europeans are saying, the Europeans are hoping, frankly, they're not saying it, Kenny, they're hoping if Iran remains in compliance, which it has, if Iran doesn't, if you will, say anything based on the exit we saw with the United States, they're going to be able to work with Washington, meaning Europeans, to get them back on the table. That will not happen. What the Europeans are worried about at the same time, we have to empathize with the European as well. They're very upset about Washington leaving the deal. They want to make sure that Iran stays within the deal. Europeans, as well as Tehran, understands that JCPOA is in a vital security interest of Europe as well as the broader international communities. Russians and the Chinese do understand it as well. What the Europeans are essentially are saying is they're saying that this is going to have a vicious cycle, if you will, a torpedo effect. And they don't want to see that happening. But thus far, I want to be very clear. Iran, prior to even planning for increasing enrichment, discussed this with the IAEA, the UN body, and it is remaining in compliance. So this is not going to make negotiations tougher with the United States for the future. What
right.
it's doing essentially is saying we're not going to compromise and we will remain within our rights. And therefore, I think it's not really changing the dynamics, and the Europeans are in a very tough position.
Right, but the ball is in the Europeans' court right now. We're going to have to leave it there for now. That's Ruz Beliabadi, managing partner with the Global Growth Advisors, joining us via Skype from New York. Mr. Beliabadi, thanks very much indeed for your comments.